KJAN Sports.
It's time to take a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Otaki Sports, first from the weekend on Saturday in high school cross country action at the Missouri Valley Cross Country Invitational on Saturday. On the boys' side, it was Woodbine winning the team title with 23 points. Riverside with 38 was second. Boyer Valley with 56 was third. Missouri Valley and Logan Magnolia round out the top five. Individually for the boys, Adam Shearer of Woodbine was the champ, with Dennis Pilling of Riverside finishing second. Patrick Heffernan of Boyer Valley was third. Caleb King of Logan Magnolia fourth. And Nate Wright of Woodbine placing fifth in that meet on Saturday. On the girls' side at the Missouri Valley meet, it was Logan Magnolia winning with 16 points. AHSTW was the runner-up with 22. West Harrison with 58 was third. Whiting was fourth with 76 points. Individually, Courtney Sporer of Logan Magnolia was the champ, with Taylor Sporer finishing second from Loma. Kylie Morrison of Logan Magnolia placing third. Ryan Porch of AHSTW was fourth. Julia Cook of AHSTW placing fifth in that Saturday meet. Also in high school volleyball from Saturday at the Winterset Tournament, Atlantic went 0-3 in that tourney as they fell to East Mills, Gilbert, and Carlisle, all by 2-1 scores. East Mills defeated Gilbert. Carlisle beat East Mills in that Saturday action as well. Also at the Lewis Central Tournament on Saturday, in pool play, Abraham Lincoln in pool A won all three of their matches. Sydney won two matches, and Glenwood won. Harlan went 0-3. In pool B, it was Red Oak sweeping their three matches. Lewis Central winning both of theirs. Trainer won a match, and it was Maryville, Missouri losing all three of theirs. In bracket play, in the semifinals, Abraham Lincoln defeated Lewis Central, and Red Oak defeated Sydney. In the championship, it was Abe Lincoln winning over Red Oak 2-0. Also on Saturday at the Rolling Valley Conference Tournament, the play-in match saw Cam defeat Peyton Sherdan 2-0. In winner's bracket first-round action, Coon Rapids Bayard downed Exira EHK, Woodbine beat Arweva, Glen Ralston over Cam, and Boyer Valley over West Harrison. In winner's bracket semifinal play, it was Coon Rapids Bayard over Woodbine and Glen Ralston beating Boyer Valley. Championship match saw Glen Ralston win over Coon Rapids Bayard 3-2 for the title. Also, the West Monona tourney, Denison winning one and losing two. Denison beating Westwood and losing to West Monona and Siouxland Christian in Saturday action. From the NFL on Sunday, it was Green Bay over Oakland 42-24. Buffalo beat Miami 31-21. The Rams over Atlanta 37-10. Minnesota beat Detroit 42-30. It was Indianapolis over Houston 30-23. Arizona beating the New York Giants 27-21. San Francisco shut out the Washington Redskins 9-0. Jacksonville over Cincinnati 27-17. Tennessee beat the LA Chargers 23-20. New Orleans over Chicago 36-25. Baltimore beat Seattle 30-16. Dallas over Philadelphia 37-10. After settling for three first-half field goals, Iowa's struggling offense punched in a couple of touchdowns in a hard-fought 26-20 win over Purdue on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, that when you're in conference football, that's just what you have to expect. When it is easy, boy, that's you go home that night saying, how'd that happen? But, I'm proud of our guys the way they persevered. And it wasn't easy there going down that stretch for sure.
That's Iowa head coach Kirk Ferentz as the Hawkeyes improved to 5-2.
Coming into the game, yeah, we talked about the importance of scoring touchdowns. You know, not only getting in the red zone, but scoring touchdowns because it is huge, especially in conference play. You can go through the schedule usually, and it's just a big difference, 4-3. So I don't know if we did anything magical at halftime, but we did a little better job, and that was the frustrating part, to drive the ball like we did and then not be able to finish drives, and we're just going to have to keep working at that.
Next up, Iowa on the road this week as the Hawkeyes will visit Northwestern in Evanston, Illinois. We'll have that game for you Saturday morning here on the radio, 9 o'clock pregame, 11 o'clock is kickoff. Iowa State raced out to an early 20-0 lead and then held off Texas Tech 34-24 on Saturday. Quarterback Brock Purdy passed for 378 yards and three touchdowns.
Their idea of trying to a lot of times suffocate you in the running game with extra hats and playing tight coverage, and you know, Brock was really special. I mean, the dagger he throws at the end of the football game to Tariq, whew. I mean, so, you know, I thought Brock was outstanding today, and, you know, we put a lot on his plate in this football game, especially early, and he certainly responded.
That's ISU coach Matt Campbell. Freshman running back Breece Hall had a second straight big game with 183 yards rushing and a couple of touchdowns.
And I think the great challenge for a talented young player is, you know, and don't take this the wrong way, but the media is going to tell you how great you are. Your mom and dad are going to tell you how great you are, and everybody in the world is going to tell you how great you are. And unfortunately, in our sport, you know, that can be really short-lived. One week, yes. Next week, that can be really tough. And so I just think it's grinding through everything.
Cyclones are 5-2. Next up, they'll host Oklahoma State on Saturday. That's a 2:30 kickoff from Ames. Well, Clemson continues to get little respect from AP football poll voters, falling one spot for the third straight week despite running the nation's longest winning streak to 22 games. This time it's Ohio State moving ahead of the Tigers and into third following their 52-3 win at Northwestern on Friday. Clemson did its part with a 45-10 laugher at Louisville. Top-ranked Alabama picked up 24 first-place votes. Number 2 LSU collected 16. The Buckeyes claimed 13, and the defending champion Tigers grabbed 9. Oklahoma is 5th, followed by Penn State, Florida, Notre Dame, Auburn, and Georgia. Wisconsin slid from 6th to 13th with Saturday's 24-23 loss at Illinois. Iowa State and Wake Forest cracked the poll. The Appalachian State also climbed to 21st after winning its first ever game as a ranked team. Cyclones are in at number 23 this week. The Iowa Hawkeyes are at number 20 in this week's poll. Also, college football news. Alabama quarterback Tua Tagovailoa is going to miss Saturday's game against Arkansas after undergoing a procedure on his high right ankle sprain. Crimson Tide coach Nick Saban says Tagovailoa suffered the same injury in the SEC title game last season, but to the other ankle. The Heisman Trophy candidate and last year's runner-up was hurt in the second quarter of Alabama's 35-13 win over Tennessee on Saturday. Well, Denny Hamlin has won a chaotic NASCAR Cup Series elimination race at Kansas Speedway by holding off Chase Elliott on a second overtime restart to pick up some extra playoff points. Elliott managed to finish second and advance to the round of 8 on points when Brad Keselowski got boxed in on the restart and lost too many spots. Kyle Busch wound up 3rd, followed by Kurt Busch and William Byron. But the key was Keselowski, who dropped from 13th to 19th on the restart and out of the next round of the playoffs. In golf, Justin Thomas earned his 11th PGA Tour victory and his second in South Korea in 3 years, with a final round 5-under-67 in the CJ Cup. Final round of the Dominion Energy Charity Classic had to be pushed back to today due to heavy rain in the Richmond, Virginia area. Scott Parrell and Tommy Tolles share the lead at 12-under-par, with Colin Montgomery one shot back. It's the first of three tournaments in the Tour Champions Charles Schwab Cup playoffs. In the National Hockey League yesterday, Vancouver beat the New York Rangers 3-2, Minnesota over Montreal 4-3, Washington down Chicago 5-3, Winnipeg in a shootout, a 1-0 winner over Edmonton, Calgary beat Anaheim 2-1. And Eric Cooper, the Major League Baseball umpire who worked the American League Division Series just 2 weeks ago, has died. He was 52 years old. Commissioner Rob Manfred announced Cooper's death on Sunday. Cooper died after having a blood clot. He had knee surgery earlier in the week and was recuperating at his father's home in Iowa. Popular with his fellow umps, he was talking to them Saturday about his recovery. Cooper made his debut in the majors in 1996 as a minor league fill-in and joined the big league staff in 1999. His most recent assignment came in the playoffs this month when he worked the New York Yankees sweep of Minnesota in the American League Division Series. He's a Des Moines native. That's Check Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports. Staff in 1999. His most recent assignment came in the playoffs this month when he worked the New York Yankees sweep of Minnesota in the American League Division Series. He's a Des Moines native. That's Check Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.